There it is. WWE Family Podcast in full effect. Yeah. Here we go one more time for your ears. What up, Isaac?
What up?
Get to the microphone.
What's up?
What's up? Speak into it.
How you doing?
Pretty good. It's okay. You're fine.
What? Oh, the headphones.
Yeah, all right,
we're in the corner. Well, you know it. You got to go upstairs and get your headphones if you want to do the podcast. WWE Family, enough crap. IllAmazon.com. We did start a Tumblr for the WWE Fam podcast, didn't we, Isaac?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, you did, remember? Here we go. Here's the address. The WWEFam.tumblr.com. All the podcasts are up there. All the sponsors. Click something, buy something, do something. Stone Cold Steve Austin is our layout right now, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's got all the links to iTunes for everything.
Video games.
Yeah, you can play video games, go to Spencer's, do some stuff. And that's it. Big shout out to the Izzy Rock on Twitter. Give him a shout out, Isaac.
Woo.
Woo. That was try it again. Do it again one more time.
Woo.
All right, there's a shout out for the Izzy Rock and the Sample Hour. Shout out to Drew Sample and the Clever Wes. All of those are their Twitter address.
Woo.
So follow them on Twitter.
Woo.
They've been giving the WWE fam some love. Yeah, they all got podcasts too. Check them out. Izzy Rock does Tales from the Hard Side. The Sample Hour is Drew Sample and his brother Clever Wes. Check them out. And also getincorner.com. Yeah, shout out the WWEfam.tumblr.com. That's a Tumblr. We'll have pictures, we'll have videos, we'll have goofy stuff and all sorts of stuff. So, Isaac, you weren't on the last podcast with me and MM, were you? You got to get up to the mic, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't.
We talked about the Elimination Chamber, which you just watched pretty much all of it, right? Haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, yabbity-doo.
So, what did you think about The Miz and Alberto? No. The other guy. Antonio Cesaro's match.
I think that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't hit him.
Who didn't hit him?
Miz.
The Miz? Because he was hurt.
He didn't hit him where he thought he hit him.
Oh, in the junk spot. Yeah, at the end. And then he kicked him right in the balls. Like, oh, you want intentional? You want intentional? I'll give you intentional. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What? Hey, come on, man. What about, what else happened in Elimination Chamber? You watched the whole chamber match. What do you think about Jack Swagger winning?
Dumb. I think Randy Orton should have won.
Or
that's it.
Mark Henry.
No, I think Mark Henry should have won. Mark Henry.
Randy Orton.
And
it's been a while since he's been champion of anything.
Pretty much. Last time he's been champion was before...
Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. Before Goatface beat him.
Goatface! All right, so what about the match between The Shield and Ryback, Sheamus, and John Cena?
That was dumb. I don't know why they lost. Ryback loses every time in the match.
He does lose a lot, doesn't he?
He loses every time in the match when it's against The Shield.
Yeah, well, The Shield.
Even with Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah, that happened on Monday Night Raw.
Which I didn't get to see.
Or was it last SmackDown?
No, nope, it was Monday.
It was Raw. Okay. Yeah, we'll watch that match. We can watch that match. Jericho messed it up, I think. Ryback was mad at the end of the match how he got nailed. He was speared by dude from The Shield while he had the other dude from The Shield getting ready for the shell shock. And that dude fell on top of him for the pin. And then Ryback was he was mad, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to go beat somebody. So Cyclops, he stormed out the ring after the elimination match. John Cena stood there looking dumbfounded. Then he's like, huh, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Yeah, because he was nailed.
Yeah, Sheamus was mad. I would have been mad too. And the final match, The Rock versus my boy CM Punk. What'd you think about CM Punk coming out with the belt?
I think that was pretty funny.
Yeah, because he stole it, right?
Yeah.
And the Walrus was holding it?
Yeah. Even though he's not having it anymore, he still can bring it out.
Yep, so CM Punk was beating him, I think, for most of the match.
Yeah, then he lost.
Yeah, and then he finally lost because the ref had to limp in the ring and do the 3 count. Which Punk had him for the 10 count earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he was laying on top of him. Yeah. But, yep, The Rock gets a belt, and the Elimination Chamber is done. No belts, exchange hands. I'm sick of seeing, what's his name?
Who?
That guy. Big E?
Langston? Big E Langston.
Yeah, that dude, I don't like him, man. He always beats up everybody after the match.
After Del Rio loses.
Yeah.
Because he just wants to feel like a winner, which he's never
had. Del Rio, Dolph Ziggler.
Yes, I'm talking, that's what I said.
No, I didn't want to say. You said Doritos.
Doritos?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Doritos?
Alberto! Doritos!
I don't know that guy.
Well, we got some video queued up, right? I would have liked to see Brock Lesnar wrestle in the freaking Elimination Chamber.
Me too. I would like Ryback to be in there too.
Me too. I don't like that. They should have last year, remember, they had 2 Elimination Chamber matches. One was for the belt, the heavyweight belt. One was for the WWE belt.
Yeah.
And this year, they didn't have any of that. Of course, Jack Swagger gets a... What does he do? He gets a WrestleMania match against a heavyweight champion?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, on Raw, Dolph Ziggler wrestled Alberto Del Rio for the heavyweight belt.
Now Big E Langston blasting Del Rio!
And of course, after the match...
It's over for you! It's over for you! The time is over!
Big E comes out. It's over for you! And he does a stupid little finishing move that doesn't look like it would hurt anybody.
Your time is over! It's over for you!
Your time is over! It's over, Doritos! You got that Taco Bell Doritos segment?
Debilitating assault from Langston.
Nope. So check it out. Look. He sees that the Doritos out. He's like, man, give me the thing.
I think he is.
Look, he's going to cash it in.
Ziggler, is he going to cash in the Money the Bank contract right here?
And watch, he loses it.
Doritos down to that. Look at Rodriguez.
What happened, Rodriguez?
Rodriguez has stolen the contract.
Look at him running out of the arena. He's going. Look, he dropped it. Uh-oh, Big E was chasing him. He said, AJ, go get it. Come on, AJ. My silver pants are going to turn purple soon.
It's just us, man. Don't worry about it.
Look at that. Did you see that? You missed it.
What?
The ring. It took too long. And Doritos kicked him right in the back of the head.
Nice.
So he still did right there. So Dolph Ziggler is still the Money in the Bank champion.
Never got to that point here tonight live on Raw, but Ziggler was thinking about it.
Man, timing is everything. It was so close.
That's funny.
He saw Big E come and he's like, oh, buddy, I gotta go.
He snatched the briefcase.
That would have been funny if Big E stepped on it and fell right on his face. Bam, there it is.
Oh.
He put him to sleep. Look at AJ the Sliggity.
Tonight is not the night. AJ may lose it. Well, tonight, though, is the night for the WWE Champion, The Rock.
All right, well, there was that match.
Wait, what happened with John Cena and The Rock?
Nothing happened with John Cena and The Rock. That was a pre-show, I guess. Who knows, man? You know, half the stuff is fake on YouTube. We can click it. Let's see if it's not a video game.
Video offers a rich and engaging way.
Show me some video game.
And grow your business. It probably is. It shows the same commercial. Yeah.
All right, so Elimination Chamber. What else happened? We're going to find the three-way match of, what'd you say, Ryback and Sheamus and from Raw?
Yeah, Ryback
and Jericho.
And Jericho.
That's what happened in the beginning. Jericho came out talking junk. Man, he's got to get out of here. You know?
That'd be cool. That John Cena, Rod,
yeah, but that didn't happen. See, that's fake old stuff. Well, you can see the belt now. So let's just keep going. The end of Raw, The Rock came out, and he was talking about WrestleMania. And we're going to play the clip, and then we'll get out of here. We'll cut this one real short for you guys.
Yeah, because I need to eat.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
The Rock is going to WrestleMania as WWE Champion, but he's not going with this. You guys know my story. You know I've been around a long time. This business a long time was born in this business. I have deep respect for the WWE Championship. When this belt, when this title was unveiled 8 years ago by a certain WWE superstar,
John Cena,
one of the greatest of all time,
Rudy Pebble.
When this was unveiled 8 years ago, it worked. It worked. And there were some people who thought this title was cool. Well, there was also some people who believe in Bigfoot.
Uh-oh.
But the bottom line is this. To me, the WWE title, the championship title, should never look like a toy.
Kind of does look like a toy.
It does.
And it should never.
It does look like a toy.
Ever. Spin. Come here. Here, buddy. You take this to the back and you make sure that goes in the Hall of Fame. All right, thank you.
You know, I thought that about that belt when I first saw it. I didn't like it at first. It took me a little while of getting used to it.
But
to
me,
I like the WWE title.
When you see the WWE title, championship title.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to get a new belt, Isaac.
WWE superstar. whether you're part of the WWE Universe or whether you're watching the WWE for the first time you see the title, it should inspire you. It should inspire you. And it should be worthy to be worn around the waist of the great men in the past, the WWE champions in the past who paved the way for a man like The Rock and everyone back there in that locker room. Bruno Sammartino.
He's going to the Hall of
Fame. Hulk Hogan. Bret the Hitman Hart.
He gets a higher.
And The Rock's good buddy, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah!
With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen of Lafayette, and everyone around the world, I give to you your new WWE Championship.
He made the belt all from himself.
Notice the
Bumble
Bull logo?
That is
freaking awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. I'm assuming whoever has the belt, you can change the logos out on the side. Because it's got the Bull logo right now.
Yeah, even in WWE 13, you can change the logo.
You can?
Yeah.
See, I want you to get ungrounded so we can play that stinking game.
You ungrounded me.
Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
So by that chant, The Rock is assuming that Lafayette, you love the title. And The Rock can't even look at him. He said, you love the title.
Yeah!
We love it, Rock. The WWE fan loves it.
Title.
Yeah! Very said,
Rock,
yeah.
You see, The Rock wanted to make something, create something that was timeless. That was prestigious, but above all else, Lafayette, we got to make something that's just flat out badass.
Yeah, that thing does look cool, though. I love the black behind it. Yeah. So what do you think, Isaac?
I think that's a nice new belt.
It's a nice new belt for a nice new era to break into the WWE. It's time to pass the torch, Rock, but it can't be passed to Cena. That's the thing I'm mad about. I'm still mad about the stinking match at WrestleMania. Watch, Cena's going to win. I'm saying it now. Cena will beat The Rock at WrestleMania. What do you think, Isaac?
I'm thinking no, like last year. I bet they're going to have two people that's going to sing for them.
What?
Yeah, like they did yesterday, last year.
Because it came out to Flo Rida and that white guy?
Yeah, MGK.
Yeah, MGK, yeah. So that's what's up. Short little WWE fan. We're going to come back this weekend, hopefully, and do a long SmackDown one for you and review it like that. Just wanted to get him on.
Talking about SmackDown, tonight's Friday.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying.
11.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll watch SmackDown tonight, and then we'll do another one this weekend. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for all the listeners. IllAmazon.com. Go use it, please. And check out, what's the Tumblr again? What is it? The WWEFam.tumblr.com?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have a regular one. Real address soon. And the other thing, one more thing. I had fun kicking it down here in the corner with you all morning.
Me too.
He had a snow day today, right?
Yeah, so I didn't have to get to school.
Yep, it was snow. And it's the end of February. Ooh-hoo. And we need to stop all the damn snow or move out of Green Bay. What do you think?
They said it's going to be an early spring. So it's been 4 weeks now, and it hasn't been an early spring.
Man, them guys in Ohio said that it's some days are 70. And then at the end of the night, it's in like 20s. You punks. Yeah, punks got it easy. I'm down here in the corner with two sweatshirts on, a hat. We got the heater runner. Isaac's got his butt on the heating pad. Trying to do this for you. Much love, WWE fam. We're out of here. Yeah!